South Australian horse trainer Jim Willoughby has two passions in life, riding horses and working in the film industry. And luckily for him, he's been able to combine these two loves over the past 40 years, travelling with his horses from his home base in the Barossa Valley to film sets across the country. Hello, I'm Courtney Fowler. Jim's latest venture has brought him all the way to Western Australia's remote East Kimberley.
The first thing that we worked on, Bill and I done a little documentary in 78 about the Gann train going to Alice Springs Rodeo, and then the next year we got involved with Breaking the Rent up near Burra, just doing stunt riding and stuff like that. You know, the industry back then was pretty good. There was two or three films a year being made, so we were lucky enough to sort of work out that there was, you know, a bit of a future in it.
We better hose her off, mate. Cool her down.
Jim Willoughby is working on ABC Television's new six-part crime series, Mystery Road. For the past 10 weeks, the crew have been filming in various locations across the region, including Carlton Hill Station, where we are today. Jim's been responsible for sourcing and training the horses, the stock, and the local riders for the production.
The producers of Mystery Road got me up to coordinate all the horses and livestock scenes. We got some cattle here the other week off Carlton Hill to do some shots out in the mud flat and got a really good handle on them. And the producers wanted me to come up and sort of negotiate with some local people, find some good enough horses for the three actors that we've got riding.
Jim Willoughby acts as the link between the two very different worlds of the film and cattle industries. He needs to get the actors, the horses and the stunt doubles to work seamlessly together for the screen.
It's two different worlds. What we do with livestock in the film and the repetitiveness of it and how we get shots to make it look good on screen. Most good stockmen and that turn their nose up and say, God, you would never do that. Well, you wouldn't. You know, in your working day, you would never do what we do. But to get the shots and make it look good on screen, we've got to do things a little bit different sometimes.
In your role, I mean, what is sort of the secret to marrying together the horsemanship and the acting?
90% of the time you get everything to click properly. Because, like I say, we know camera angles and lenses and how we're going to shoot things and all that. So that's a big bonus with your horsemanship knowledge.
Mm.
You know how a horse is going to react, or these four horses here, I can read them. I know which one I can put closer to camera or further away from camera if he's a bit shy or something like that. And much the same with cattle. My brother Bill's got a saying, cattle do what cattle do. And you have to film around that. That's pretty well right. You can put them in places they don't want to go sometimes. But you're better off just letting cattle do what they do and make the film with them in the background. As extras, not actors.
Jim has signed up some young Indigenous students for the Mystery Road TV shoot. They're studying for a Certificate 2 in Agriculture through the local high school.
They're country people, so they're good people. All they wanted to do was have fun and ride around and get on the movie. So that was good. And the boys here from Yeehaw, you know, this is going to be a great opportunity for those guys. It's one of the biggest draw cards for these Indigenous boys to get out and do stuff now. Like, they can go and ride a motorbike anywhere. They can go and drive a car anywhere. But their access to horses and stuff and learn about horses is limited. So it's a huge draw card for these kids, and it gets them out of town, gets them doing something constructive. They learn to ride. They learn how to look after a horse, feed them, look after their feet, everything. There's a huge amount of benefit in having horses in any sort of agricultural learning scheme. Especially for these boys, you know, look, now we're not filming and all they want to do is ride around, so that's just what they want to do. And it's a great thing for them, great thing.
Well, should we meet some of the local guys involved?
We will, mate. Chris Thomas, and I'm supplying horses and extras for the set. We run a Sir to Ag program through Cannanara District High School, out of our farm, Yeehaw Trail Rides. And Jim wanted horses supplied for the set and also asked if we had any riders available or extras. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And great to get the boys along and involved in something different. And it's just a great experience. I hear the chopper coming in. And
bit of filming right over above us.
And there's something new for these guys to see, you know, how things work. And a new experience for me and myself, just to see how long it takes to put 3 seconds of film together. Even just the last scene the boys were in, they had to get, I think it was 22 times they had to get on their horse just to walk it 15 metres. So, yeah, it's quite incredible.
Mickey Cox is one of the four local Indigenous students riding on set. He said the highlight of his experience was being trained to ride as a stunt double for one of the lead actors.
Hello, guys. My name is Mikey Cox. I'm from Broome. We've just been riding some horses, wading around. I've done a bit of doubling. First time, it's a good experience as well, but I reckon it's pretty cool that how it's got all the locals involved with the movie. All the families in town, yeah, they're really looking forward to seeing the movie as well.
And it's not just the locals who've been enjoying the film shoot. The crew have been having a great time too. Producer Greer Simpkin says it's been heartwarming the way they've been embraced by the local community.
We're working with a lot of the local community. We've already hired 100 extras out at Wyndham, and we're going to hire at least another 100 in Kununurra over the shoot period that we're here. We've hired people to work on the crew, and we've trained a few of them up. We have absolutely loved it in Kununurra. When we were looking at where to set the Mystery Road TV series, we knew that the majestic landscape up here would really, really work. And I think, there's just so many beautiful spots here. And for those that know the Kimberley, they'll be able to go, we know where that is. But for the, you know, for the rest of Australia, and, you know, we're hoping this will be seen around the world, that it will really showcase the beautiful landscape that there is up here.